Lasting Media.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, it's Glozell. Is you okay? Because I'm not. I'm suddenly single, financially struggling, and learning how to live my life as a single mom. It's time for me to glow up. Join me on this journey as I learn life lessons from my incredibly successful friends who teach me how to glow up. From Lasting Media, it's Glowing Up with me, Glozell Green. Hello, everybody. This is Glozell, and welcome to Glowing Up. I'm here with my friend, Plastic Martyr. Now, why is your name Plastic Martyr? How do you come up with that name?
Yeah, Plastic Martyr is my Hebrew name. I'm kidding.
I'm like, what?
No, I'm kidding. So, Plastic Martyr was my MySpace name when I was like 13, and I didn't want to use my real name for safety reasons because there's creeps on the internet. So I just went by, I always had like a random name, and Plastic Martyr was my name for a couple months. And I remember I was out at a grocery store and a group of girls recognized me. And they're like, are you Plastic Martyr from MySpace? And I just looked at my mom and go, I'm keeping it. So we legally trademarked that. And that was my stage name going forward. Because again, I didn't want to use my real name. And then everyone always thinks that Plastic, they're like, oh, I don't like the name Plastic Martyr. It gives like an idea that you're fake or whatever. But plastic doesn't mean fake. Plastic is it's a product. It's a substance that's easily molded and malleable, and it can change form. And a martyr is someone who dies for what they believe in. Fits perfectly. So I put my life on the line to change and mold myself. So I felt like Plastic Martyr was the perfect epitome of me.
Wow, that is. And you did that so young.
Yeah, I was a baby.
Wow. Plastic Martyr. And I say it like that because she knows. Why don't you explain why I have an issue with you, but I love you, but I have an issue with you, but, you know, go ahead.
What's your issue with me?
You know my issue.
I don't know the issue.
I just want to say that I've seen all of Plastic Martyr. I just want to just put that out there. All of her.
Even the hidden caves.
I've seen her coin purse, however you want to say, her clam.
Her mermaid purse.
Yes, I've seen the swamp and...
There is no swamp in there.
Well, you know, there's like moss and it's warm.
There's no moss in there.
You know, like not in there. It's like the little hairs. Like it's like a swamp.
Honey.
It's what? No.
There were no hairs in there.
That's right. She's lasered.
She's lasered.
She's as smooth as I don't know what. Anyway, the reason why I say that is because to some people, I really don't even know how to say it. To some people, they might say that she was born male. Do you say that?
Yeah.
Because... Clearly.
I think I was
why should I even sit next to you? Like this, this chick is dressed like she can go to a club to walk the dog. Okay. This is one of those episodes. I'm like, you need to film. So you just look at it the whole time. But, so tell me a little bit about yourself. Like you have a boyfriend now.
Yes.
I mean, when you talk to a transgender, you kind of just want to know the sexual stuff. Like you just want to know.
That's a good question because so many people confuse sexual orientation and gender identity. They think, oh, so you're transgender, you must be gay. It's like, no, that's actually not the case.
You are a straight female.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now then.
I mean, I have a vagina, so.
And I'm just going to stop there and say it is perfect looking.
It is perfect. Thank you, Dr. Marcy Bowers.
I'm like, well, at least. That's going to be jacked up. You know, there's no way that's going to be like, how?
Well, we've come a long way since the Danish girl. So
let me tell you, I'm telling you, nobody could tell by looks. I mean, you have to say, you would have to say this. Anywho, you make me sick.
Well, there's a kind of thing that some trans women do, which I don't believe in doing for safety reasons, but it's called going stealth, where after their transition, they don't acknowledge that they're transgender and they just live life as a regular female and go about their life. Because you can't tell. I mean, unless you do a DNA test on us, you can't really tell.
But they
tell.
Don't all look like you. There's no way. There's people like you could tell you like, okay, I'm going to say that you're female because you say, but you look like, you know, my uncle didn't put on a wig. You know, yeah. So
for the passable ones, and I hate that term, but that's what we're called, I guess, is the mm-hmm. passable ones. Some of us go stealth. I don't believe in doing that. It's a personal thing. I just feel like I put myself in danger by lying about it in case, because there's still so much bigotry about trans people. And I feel like if I lie to a guy about being transgender and he finds out and he has a violent streak and it's against mm-hmm. his beliefs or whatever, then it could end violently. So I don't personally like the going stealth thing, but that's a personal decision.
So you have a boyfriend. Is your boyfriend straight?
Of course he's straight.
So, I mean...
you see what he gets to have sex with?
Yeah, I do. Must be nice. Yeah. So your boyfriend has he ever been with men? Like, has he experienced? And he's like, you know, so he is a straight up straight guy.
Yeah.
So what is his, have you met his friends and family? Like what?
All his friends and family live out of state, but,
that's good.
Yeah. But it's not like he keeps me in secret. They know.
No, I see
me.
You on Instagram all the time. So a part of me, you know, always wonder like, what is it? Like for him.
Well, that's what I was always like when we first started dating. I was kind of like throwing out some testers, and I remember the first week we were dating, like officially, like really just like in a real relationship. We were out at the farmer's market, and the paparazzi were there, and they were shooting. And I was like, most of the time when the paparazzi are around and I'm with someone, a guy, they're out of there so fast. They don't want to be seen with me. They don't want to be next to me.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're so uncomfortable by it. And I was like just waiting to see what his reaction was. And he just kept holding my hand and walking down the farmer's market and like nothing was wrong. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, this guy's a keeper. And that's what like my first single with Capital was about, was Love in the Dark. Sorry, my boobs popping out.
Well, I just want you to know that as we're sitting here on top of me feeling, you know, I don't know, like a shoe next to her. my nipple just keeps, like my perfect nipple just keeps saying pee-pee, pee-poo. And it's just like, ugh, oh my goodness. But I love her. I wish you had a horrible personality because I'd be like, well, at least she's rah-rah-rah. No. No, she's fantastic in every way. Just,
ditto. I love you.
So, okay. Now I'm going through my own life changes. And you know some of it. You know, that because we've talked and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my girlfriend. I love her so much. And I'll take any advice on how to deal with, I used to be one way and now I'm another way. And I'm trying to correlate how, you know, our lives are similar and I'm getting advice, you know, being like, I'm a mother. I'm a woman. From you, help me. Because I'm like, if Oprah can help people, she's not a mother.
A transition's a transition.
A transition is a transition, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Doesn't matter with what.
So, I'm open.
I think, you know, authenticity is mm-hmm. everything. So, people are able to tell when you're authentic and when you're faking it. And I feel like during a transition, it's so important to be authentic instead of trying to be something else. And now, I know what all the right-wing people would say with me saying that, that I'm trying to be something I'm not. But when you have an end goal, you know, it's important to just have that
focus.
In your view. Yeah, that focus and in your view and just go for what you want and don't listen to all like the negative hearsay. Because, I mean, I'm sure you get a ton of people giving you their unsolicited opinions.
Yes, and it's going to all hit. Like right now... like, it's going to be public. Like, I was on the show, The Doctors, and mm-hmm. by the time this comes out, it's already out. And it's going to come out, everything that I do wrong, it is coming out on the show. And that's how it's really presented into the world that I've separated. And by now, divorce papers have been filed and served. So it's just like, boom, one shot. Yeah.
And people are going to talk, and they're going to have their opinions. And mm-hmm. all you can do is just ignore it.
Now, so when you were transitioning... how did you feel? Like, it's like, was it like, okay, all right, I know I'm gonna get to the other side, or
no,
let me
tough.
Just go stand in the street. I don't know.
It was, I had those days where I'm like, please, Jesus, give me a semi, you know?
Right.
But then I'm like, okay. And then I just take it day by day. But I mean, like, yeah, we're human. So we're, of course, we're going to have days where, like, we just want to, like you said, jump into traffic. And, you know, then you'll have really good days where it's like you feel empowered and positive. But for me, transitioning in the public eye, that was really difficult.
Right. Now, that's it. Yeah. I'm transitioning also in the public eye.
Yeah. It's like, again, because people seem to think their opinions matter. And I'm like, how is it that what I'm doing in my private life, how does that affect you? And how do you think that you have the right to actually go out of your way to write me and give me your unsolicited, nasty opinion? It's not even positive feedback. It's like telling me that I'm wrong, telling me what I'm doing is wrong, telling me that I'm ugly, telling me that this is... I'm like...
Well, you're certainly not ugly. I wish you were, but you are not at all. I mean, perfect. Perfect.
I have a snaggle tooth.
Oh, great. We found that something. So you have this boyfriend, you have this great life, and you were talking about paparazzi because you have a music career. So how many...
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you're like, I'm a transgender singer.
Yeah, I mean, that again, I can't ever escape the trans label, no matter how hard I try. I've come out in press articles about it. I've sat on TV before. I don't want to be considered, not considered, but labeled trans. I'm not, I don't think I'm trans anymore. I'm fully female. You saw my vagina? Like, I don't need to keep wearing that label.
My producer's here. Josh, you've got to see it.
I'll see you after the show.
You've got to see it.
All right.
It'll
Will this be your first vagina?
I've seen a few.
Oh, you haven't seen one like this. Oh my! It is.
This is Barbie.
It's perfect.
This is Barbie vagina.
Somewhere right now, my mom's like, "He has seen a vagina."
That is so great. So I want to go to that doctor. So just let you know.
So how are you doing emotionally, though, with this transition?
Well, you know, how am I doing emotionally with this transition? I was doing okay until like today.
What happened today?
Today, there's some issues with like going back and forth with her staying there. And I realized that we have different ways of parenting and what we think is okay.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe it'll just be smooth. Like, you live there, I live here, and we just drop off, pick up. Fine, but it's not like that. And I had a interview today. I'm like, I just want to just cry. I don't even want to talk to you. I just want to sit here. I'm like, I can't believe it because we got 18 years to go. You know, I'm like, this. We've only been in it at this point 3 weeks.
Wow.
Mm. And I thought, oh, this is great. We finally separated. You know, he'll be happy. I'm happy. And then it's not as smooth as I thought it was going to be.
Right.
Well. So emotionally. Here comes the up and down part.
The fun part.
And, like, I realized there's some things that I realized, well, you know, if I had to leave to do an interview, he was home.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm like, I'm dry. Here's Ozell with us. Personally, it's a good thing that she's a great child.
She's amazing.
But
she's precious.
So she's not at home with her parents.
And
she's
I'm like the Grinch. I don't even like kids, and she's adorable.
Oh, thank you. I'm like, oh, Lord. Because if you saw Plastic Martyr's place, it is perfect. Everything's in place. And everything's like white and clean and perfect. I'm like, Ozell, do not jump up and down. Don't say anything. Don't do anything. But she's good.
I have a bottle of shout. I could shout whatever out.
Okay, good. So I don't know. You have this. It seemed like you have this perfect life. You've got, you know, you've got the man, you've got the looks, you've got the beautiful place, you've got the dog.
Yeah, I tried really hard to just kind of keep whatever I want, you know, like make the life I want. Mm-hmm. And I just keep that in like this little circle. But yeah, I mean, it's hard to juggle everything like a career.
Well, how is it with them? Now you have your man living with you. Does it make it easier or harder? Because a straight man, if he's truly a straight man, he's a hot mess. Like, as far as there's the sock and there's the toilet seat.
Yeah.
Up, and I mean, like, are you
fine? Oh, boys are messy. And yes. I live with two boys, even the ones
Boobies stay in. It just keeps popping out.
I have my dog on my lap right now, so he's like pulling my top down. Anyway, so I live with two boys. I live with this little munchkin over here.
It's a cute little dog. I thought maybe it was a whippet, but she said it's a
Italian greyhound.
Italian. Oh, of course, Italian, because Italian. You are Italian.
I'm Italian.
You're Italian.
So I have him, and then I have the boyfriend. So it is an adjustment because I am a neat freak, and I'm sure I drive my boyfriend crazy acting like, you know, freaking Mrs. Clean over here. Like, everything, he, like, I mean, I admit I'm a little over the top and anal with everything, but it's an adjustment. But I love him more than anything on the planet.
Okay, so what we do not have in common is that you're very much a very clean, everything is organized. And what I do like about the show is that we're mobile, we come to you, because yeah. Why? You can't really come to me. I'm a bit, just a little bit of a hoarder.
A hoarder.
Yes, like we could never be roommates. We could never go on a trip together because you'll be like, what happened to all the soaps, the sugars, the straws? I don't even drink coffee, but the coffee filters are gone. Like, I can use this for something. I don't know. You know, that kind of thing. Like, all the robes, the towels.
I have in some of my walk-ins, they're just packed to the gills with swag.
Right.
I can't get rid of that. And I'm always like, maybe I could re-gift this to someone.
Exactly.
So I'm like, Christmas is coming around. I have to keep this. So all of those cabinets under there are just filled to the door with stuff. So
but,
I'm not.
But you have it like.
I have it hidden. I'm a hidden hoarder.
No, mine is hidden and out. Like everything.
You're a public hoarder.
Yes. Everything is definitely. You can't get past
I've
it.
I've been, you know, I spent 27 years. Hiding things.
Ooh.
So I'm used to tucking things away.
Ooh. Did y'all get that? Did y'all catch that? I caught it. That's really good.
So what do you want to do next?
What do I want to do next? Yeah. I want to get my finances straight, you know, because I have like, you know, people know who I am, and to parlay that into something different outside of just YouTube. And I'm starting this, you know, I'm doing the podcast, and that's great. And I need to know what I want. I want to be able to take care of Ozelda's classes that I want her to take. She's super smart. She's very attentive. She will sit in a class. She's here this whole time. Have you heard her?
Nope. No.
And this is her second interview that she sat through.
Amazing.
You know, so I want her to have a yard. I want to work, have fun. And I do want to meet somebody who won't me.
You will.
Mm-hmm. I might have to go to Nashville.
Yeah. I'll have my boyfriend hook you up with some of his friends.
Okay. So we'll do that.
And then, well, with everything happening, who is it that you see yourself being?
Oh, with everything happening, who do I see myself being? You know, if I can get back to... Well, see, I can't go back to the old Glozell because... It's like going back into a cocoon, even though that was great at that time. And I'm not yet the butterfly. I'm not a girl, not yet a woman. So
that was my theme song, too. Thanks, Brittany.
Yeah, so I am glowing up. Yeah. I've grown up. I guess that'll be the extra, extra last episode, you know, season 35. I've grown up. But is that a word?
Glow up.
But yeah. Glown up.
Glown up.
Glowed up. But right now, I'm in transition. I'm trying to figure out who Glozell is. And I'm thanking you for your help. You know,
I'm always here.
Maybe Plastic Marta could tell me how to be a woman.
Because I'm the president of transitioning.
There you go. There you go. And that also shows you that you can get help from anybody.
Yeah.
You know, like you would look at the both of us and be like, well, what in the world do they have in common? And how can one help the other? But you have.
But that's what's so important, too, especially during an emotional transition like this, is that you surround yourself with positive people who build you up or are there for you as like a support system, even if you never actually call on them for it. It's just nice to have a group of supportive people. And I think that's where I was really lucky in my transition. My mom is super supportive. And I had Julie, my publicist and best friend, and Christy and
Julie
all these people.
Julie is amazing.
She is amazing. She's wonderful. And yes. Because I had so many horrible people, just aside from the transition thing, just being in LA and being in the industry, everyone, as you know, is so shady here and just gross. So I couldn't trust anybody.
You're shady and gross.
And you're gross. The end. Thank you for joining us. So it's like, I didn't know like who to trust or whatever. Mm. And you just have to handpick those people that you know and you love and you can trust, and you just have them around you.
Yes. And I think that, you know, I've had people when I was on my way up that left, and because, oh, now you think you're all that, and they fall off because you made it, and now I'm dipping down as far as, you know, finances, because, and that causes people to act differently too, you know? Yeah. Cause, and then it also attracts other people, like, oh, you down? Oh, they, mm-hmm. It's like they enjoy that.
Yeah, they love the charity, these people.
So it's so like, weird. Wow. Mm-hmm. To pay attention to who is attracted to what part of your life and really who to keep in your life. So you're one of them.
Yay.
You're
likewise.
One of them. All right. I want you to ponder and think, Plastic Martyr, how can you help me find my authentic self? Is there like three little tips?
Well, first, my dog just farted on me.
That's one.
That's one tip.
Let your dog pass gas upon thee. You, oh,
girl,
my God.
Right?
Oh, would you feed that dog? Would you feed that dog?
Honey, you want to go off?
It's one that you can taste. Good Lord.
All right, so three things to help you. Febreze.
Yes, Febreze is home.
So three things that, well, what was the question?
Yeah, three things that helped me find my authentic self.
Okay, I have amnesia from that fart.
It was pretty strong for the, and it was silent.
I'm always like, how can so much stink come out of such a little pink, you know? It's like this tiny little butthole.
But we needed that laugh, yes. You know?
Well, that's one of my tips. Laugh.
Oh, yes.
Make sure you laugh your ass off through this whole thing, because you will not survive if you can't laugh.
Girl, you better parlay that passing gas into laugh. Okay.
I tell my friends, so I had a friend who was transitioning too, and after I had already transitioned, and she started hers, and it was a very, like, big transition. And I said, I called her up one night, and she had just gotten, like, FFS done, which is facial feminization surgery, which I did not do.
I was like, so that's why? Because literally you look like you have a filter.
I only had a nose job.
You had a...
Thank you, Dr. Nassif.
You had a nose job? Is that what you said?
6 years ago. I had nothing to do with gender reasons either. My nose was broken 6 times because I'm a fighter. So I got it done. Mm-hmm. I wanted my old nose back. Anyway, so she had just gotten FFS done, and I called her and I told her exactly that. I'm like, you need to laugh. You just need to laugh. I go, whether you have to fart or whatever it takes, laugh. So I would always text her after that. I'm like, did you fart today? So yes, laugh.
I'm going to do that.
There's don't fart.
Somebody
just
who's
laugh.
Going through something today, I'm like, did you fart today?
Did you fart today?
Yes.
And if you do, make sure you laugh about it.
Yes. That's
so
funny.
Yeah, that's one tip. Laugh.
That's a good one. That's really a good one.
And then I'll go back to what I said earlier about surrounding yourself with positive reinforcements.
Yes.
So
yes.
Good people. I was going to say, take pride in your appearance.
Oh, okay.
So I always feel like the better I look, the better I feel. So if I can look in the mirror and I like what I see, then that gives me internal confidence, and internal confidence is key.
That's a good one, because that third one, because I always thought like, well, since I'm funny, you know, frumpy, whatever, that's funny. You know, being on the fatter side, a bigger side, however you want to say it, larger side, that's more funny. And then, like, what happens when you're, you know, I'm not the clown. Or I'm not the clown only.
You don't, you funny know? Doesn't have to be, funny can be beautiful. I mean, there's...
And we're going to end on that note. Thank you, Plastic Martyr. You are amazing. And where do we see you? Just, you guys can't see what I've seen. You guys can't see what I've seen. But where can we find you and your music? And
well, I just,
or are you fighting with little people? Because you can also see her on Little Women LA.
Oh, God.
Having the fights. Yeah. Of her life.
And there's the infamous purse from my first episode where I beat Tanya up with my purse.
She hit a little person.
She was asking for it.
With her purse.
She was asking for it. First I told her I was going to drop kick her across the room, and then I asked her if she was ever hit in the face with an Italian leather bag.
And then
proceeded to hit her in the face with an Italian leather bag.
Oh my goodness. Like, it's like, meow, meow. So we can always catch you there. And where can we find you? Your Instagram, shout out where we can find
everything
you and help you out.
Is Plastic Martyr. So Plastic, MARTYR. I just started my YouTube. So I'm going to have to ask you on tips on how to do a good YouTube.
Great.
Because I just posted my music video on YouTube, and it's like 800 views, and I want to slit my wrists. So
no, when I started, I was glad when I had 10 people. Right, really.
Have like 6,000 subscribers.
But a lot of people do not transfer. You have to like, wherever your people are, if they're on Instagram, you got to put it on Instagram.
Yeah.
If they're on Facebook, then you got to put it on Facebook.
Luckily, I've got a great PR team right now that's just like cross-promoting everything. Good. But so I have a YouTube under Plastic Martyr. Mm-hmm. Love in the Dark is my music video. Go watch it. It's fun. Yes. And then Instagram, Plastic Martyr, Twitter, Plastic Martyr, and that's it. I don't
know. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Everyone, please follow her. Send her likes, follows, and subscribe. And
I need the support.
Yes, and nice comments, okay?
Nice comments.
And check her out, and you're not going to believe how beautiful she is. Okay.
We'll do a picture.
Well, no, I don't need to be in it because I'm like, I can't even get my weave to sit down flat today. I'm just like, you know what? Whatever. But I will do better. I'm like, okay, I got on sparkly.
You guys, she looks gorgeous. You can't see right now. She looks beautiful.
Oh my goodness, I had a great time. I know you did too. Glowing Up is executive produced by my friend, Josh Skinner, John Fender, Jason Barrett, and me, Glozell Green. I'm a producer. It's edited and produced by Jonas Litton. Thanks again for listening to my little podcast. If you'd like to hear my latest episode of Glowing Up, you can visit our website at glowingup.show, or you can subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And I want you to leave your ratings and reviews so I know what you're really thinking. I want to hear from you. Yes, you. You right there. Leave a review. All right. Over and out.